He's done giving orders to generals. He's moved to another sphere. He's through with ordering the tanks to kill. He's gonna do something different this year. He's moving from Virginia to Washington with a neocon to thank. He's through with the War Department. Now he's gonna run the World Bank. He said he'd be true to the mission, that hunger and want should end. And as all Afghans know, he's a man of his word. On that we can't depend. So be prepared for prosperity. It's coming to your door. Cause there will be no poverty once we kill off all the poor. Last week he was bombing cities. Now he's a financier. Pay your debts or say goodbye. Paul Wolfowitz is here. He'll bring the world things it needs, such as nuclear power, giant dams, and hamburgers. No doubt he's a man of the hour. He's proven it over and over with finesse and aplomb. And for those who disagree, well, then he's got the bomb. Last week he was bombing cities, now he's a financier. Pay your debts or say goodbye, Paul Wolfowitz is here. Real American, so he must know best. He'll lead us to glory on this many can test. He'll lead us to freedom, and we will be so glad, just like those shoppers in that market in downtown Baghdad. Last week he was bombing cities, now he's a financier. Pay your debts or say goodbye, Paul Wolfowitz is here.
Yeah, hello everyone. I thought I'd start with a bit of a hoedown this week. Hopefully, somebody was saying my vocal wasn't quite loud enough, my voice wasn't quite loud enough, so hopefully that's a bit better. I'm just trying to adjust them as we go. Yeah, that was a track called Paul Wolfowitz, about the not very popular Paul Wolfowitz, who, it's by a guy called David Rovix, and I'll give you some more information about him later, because I'm going to play another track by him, but I won't get too into that now, but welcome to Rat Hole Radio. This is number 10. This is double figures, people. We've made it to double figures. I never expected it. You never expected it, but somehow we've stumbled along this far. I'm still even less prepared than I was, I think, when I did the first show. I haven't practiced either of the live tracks that I'm going to give you a chance to vote on in a bit, so I may try and do that while we're playing. While I'm playing some of the music, but otherwise it may just be a complete disaster. I might just fly by the seat of my pants, as I say. So yeah, I hope you enjoy this. This is Rat Hole Radio, obviously. If you're listening to the download, welcome aboard. If you're listening to the live show, especially, welcome aboard. All you people in the chat room there, I can see you chatting away. Always nice to have you aboard. So I'm going to carry on with something completely different now from, I have a kind of tendency to do that, I know, but going from a bit of kind of hoedown country music and some banjo picking, I'm going to take you to some drum and bass now by a guy called DJ Rush, who I've played before, and I'm reliably informed by a friend of mine who's a big techno fan that there's a really famous techno DJ called called DJ Rush, and I can only assume this is not the same person, because this is not like techno in any way. So have a listen to this. I hope you enjoy it. This is DJ Rush with a track called Dreams. It kicks in quite loud, so look out for that. It's not techno though, so it's not so at least that's something. Yeah, that last track there was, as correctly identified by someone in the IRC channel, was Teresa Anderson with a track called Na Na Na. Not surprising that Eddie in the IRC channel guessed that one, because he is probably responsible. Well, not probably. He is responsible for me playing that, because it was off. I mentioned, I think it was on the last show. It may have been on the previous one. My memory's pretty much knackered by now. But it was off the CD of New Orleans bands. It was off one of the CDs of New Orleans bands that he directed me to. And that was Teresa Anderson, who I'm reliably informed by Eddie is very cute and talented, and her one-woman show is awesome. So there you go. There's a bit of a New Orleans theme in tonight's show, because one of the songs I'm going to play later is about New Orleans. So stick around for that one. And there's definitely some New Orleans flavor going on tonight. So that's a great track. I really enjoyed that one. And a few people really getting into the drum and bass, the kind of jazzy drum and bass stuff before that, was by DJ Rush, as I mentioned, not the techno DJ Rush. At least I don't think it is. It may be the same person. Although when you think about it, it's a pretty obvious DJ name. I'm not surprised that two people have picked the same one. So that was DJ Rush with a track called Dreams, which I really enjoyed. So moving on, I've got something, and I've said this a few times, but I'm starting to sound like I'm doing a bad Monty Python impression, but I have got something a little bit different for you now. This is something that you'll never be able to predict, unless, well, some of you might if you saw some of my Identica updates yesterday, but I'm actually going to play you some Romanian prog rock now. So that's a bit of a turn up for the books. First time I've played Romanian rock music that I know of. And it's actually due to one of our IRC channel people, who I don't think is actually in there tonight, but someone called, I only know their IRC channel name, which is Narcotic. And they sent me this information about a Romanian band called Phoenix, who were around, started in the 60s. I've been looking them up. They've got an entry on Wikipedia, I've got an entry on Wikipedia, so maybe that doesn't say too much, but they must be reasonably well known to have that. And I was trying to find, their music's all in Romanian, and I don't speak Romanian, and I barely speak English that well. So I had to look around for translations and stuff. Narcotic sent me a load of their tracks and said that his dad was a huge fan, apparently. So he wanted me to have a look at those. And I did, and I liked them a lot. It's a bit different. Some nice guitar stuff going on here, all kinds of different stuff. The track, I'm going to try and pronounce, I've got no idea how I'm supposed to pronounce this, but I'm just going to say the name of the track is La Umbra Marelu Urs. Marelu? La Umbra Marelu Urs. I think that's how you pronounce it. But loosely translated, the best translation I could find is apparently that means In the Shadow of the Great Bear, which is quite a cool, mystic kind of sounding name. I've actually got a link in the show notes. I'll put in the show notes to the full English translation of all the lyrics. And it didn't have the title on it. I was looking through the lyrics, and there's a full translation of lyrics, but they didn't actually have a translation of the title at the top where they had the Romanian title. So I was a bit stuck at first, and then I realised that maybe I should look through the lyrics and see if the line from the title is in the lyrics, and it was. And according to that, it means In the Shadow of the Great Bear. So I don't know who translated that, could be completely wrong, and I've got no idea what these guys are singing about. I've only got the loose English translation to go off, but it sounds pretty good to me. And I think it's always nice to get a bit of an international flavour on the show. So have a listen to this. This is a band called Phoenix, as I said. They later went on to be called Transylvania Phoenix in the 80s, I think, when they reformed. But I'm told this is by the original lineup, which was Phoenix. In true prog rock fashion, when you look on Wikipedia in their list of like current members and past members, there's hundreds. Like in the past members, there's like about 25 people. So like any true great rock band of that kind of era, they've managed to change their lineup God knows how many times. So have a listen to this. I hope you like it. This is Phoenix with their track La Umbra Mary Urs.
Inima pădurii lumina ochilor de fiară se rotesc plin de protest. De unde, de miciunde, din lucirea lunii se izcară vașnici frați și nemai aflați. Vin când de ce uita Bine povoaie în colaci, mii și mii de draci. Pornește ora, ora, iată a venit sorocul. Învânte ora, ora, nenorocul și norocul. Cu umerii de piatră, cu junghierele ascunse-n vatră, beau la vin și gresc puțin. Pe piepturile goale, înnegrite, sfinte animale, ce-au apus, peștele au ascuns. Din cântece uitate, pe deasupra zboară necurate, duhuri mii, bine să te ții. Din fire și războaie, și din nouuri lacrime cu oaie, vârf colaci, mii și mii de dragi. Pornește ora, ora, iată a venit sorocul. Învânte ora, ora, nenorocul și norocul.
Dovecie, practicotul lui, sunt bărbat distunecatul lui.
Different, wasn't it? You haven't heard that before, or maybe some of you have heard it before, but I hadn't heard it before Narcotic sent it to me, so thank you for that. I'm going to try and attempt to pronounce the guy's name. As I was saying, that the lineup of this band has changed a lot of times by the look of it, but it seems to revolve around one guy called Nikolai Kovachi. I don't know how you pronounce that, but I'm hoping I've got Nikolai right, reasonably. I've heard that one before. But he's kind of like the main musical force behind that, so credit where it's due, I suppose. So that was something a bit different. It's quite an interesting story. I'll put the link to their Wikipedia page on the show notes if you want to check it out. But basically, they started off like a lot of bands doing... a lot of bands in that era and that kind of location, particularly in Russia. I know there's a lot of bands who used to cover, say, like the Beatles and people like that, the Rolling Stones. They'd start off doing like covers in bars and stuff, which, you know, is a usual route for people into music. And of course, same in Russia, but with Romania being a communist state, they didn't really like the Western influence on the music. So they told bands they were banned from playing this music, and they had to look into Romanian folk music for inspiration, which is what these guys did, and that's kind of like how that links in. So it's a bit of kind of Romanian prog rock folk music rock stuff. I don't know. Interesting stuff though. I liked it. So in keeping with the kind of the theme of tonight of me just throwing endless curveballs at you, I'm going to completely change the mood now with a freestyle rap by a guy called XL Middleton. This is something I picked up off Jumendo, and I'm going to follow that up with another DJ Rush track, which isn't drum and bass, more kind of like a very short bit of kind of hip-hop scratching turntablism stuff where he kind of makes some stuff which makes up some new sounds from records, which I always think is quite impressive. I once heard someone say that being a DJ is a lot of people slag DJs off, and I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to say that there aren't people who just kind of get up and press play on their laptop and stand there and really don't do anything while, you know, they're just getting paid for it. I've seen a lot of people do that. I mean, I'm kind of doing it now, except I'm not getting paid for it suddenly. But you know, actually doing stuff, interesting stuff with records and making new sounds out of them and pitch shifting and playing tunes with the decks and stuff, that takes skill. And I think a lot of people don't give them the credit. So, yeah, this is XL Middleton, as I said, with a bit of... a bit of rap for you. It's off a compilation I found on Jumendo. So if you want to go, if you want to find out more about that, go to ratholeradio.org and check the show notes and see what you think. So here we go. It's XL Middleton with a freestyle rap.
Set to bust your chest and guts. Consider this here, your spirit's exodus. I'm an alcoholic lunatic, bottle tossing hooligan. The pain I cause calls for more than a Sudafed or aspirin. The pan's the weapon of the assassin. He who thought he could face me, somebody must have gassed him up to get beat down. He could be found sleeping with his eyes wide open underneath ground. I don't need to release rounds cause I got him sealed once. Get it popping, guaranteed I'ma drop him. Even if you bring the metal to the conflict, I draw quick, snap his fucking neck before he can cock it. It's obvious that I was a psycho like no prior to the invention of buckshot rifles. Hit the game like a cyclone. I'm drunk, I'm stoned, yet I'm so incredibly right on. Any confrontation could leave your vitals gone. Lyricist from the depths, my aim to restrain the game like a citizen's arrest. Yours tipsy, XL Middleton's the best. You ain't a killer, you just got the killers in your deck. And since you well versed in the ways of the simps, well, hell, I could only explain it as this. You are not competing, I bomb regions. I cover the odds and evens, my dogs is eating. Fuck is you snacking on? Yeah, you got a couple scraps and all. It's probably why you acted wrong. XL, bring him the funk, got the catacombs. So don't come away if you accident prone. I spot the enemy and push him off the rooftop. I'm pulling strings so you flop, true hater. With the murderous speech, spit blood on the microphone to every listener is deceased. In the cut with the Jim Beam, it's like I got hit with an M16. Cause I take shots and then lean. I'm like the 06 DOC and Rakim. Ass kicker, put my foot to him like an ottoman. Problem is, my world's like Sodom and Gomorrah, but it ain't. This is sunny Southern California, and I walk around with a dark aura, the spark horror, like getting cancer from Marlboro. Watch your back, cause we all thorough. Counting dollars and yen, then trying to get large euros. Pasadena Renegades, we a known threat. Got you acting like it's the 80s and we the Soviets. So if you really wanna go to war, so be it. But I keep the game to myself on some Kobe shit, huh? That's what the fuck we doing. Putting these trash ass rappers in they goddamn place. Motherfucking BFI bins are hauling they ass off. It's XL Middleton, homie. Who's fucking with me? Who's fucking with me on this lyrical shit? Huh? Ain't nobody speaking up? Yeah. I expected that shit, though. Holla.
Nice bit of audience applause there. I like to put that in just to make me feel good. Yeah, so that was before at the start there. That was XL Middleton with a track called. Well, it was just a freestyle. It's just listed as freestyle. So unless the track's called freestyle and I've missed something there, I think it's probably just a freestyle rap thing that he's done at some point. The music sounded a bit old, kind of West Coast gangster rap to me, with all that high, you know, bendy synth stuff going on, bit of Dr. Dre stuff, so pretty interesting. So I keep forgetting, all the way through the show I've forgotten to mention the live song vote, which to people listening on the podcast probably won't make that much difference, because unless you turn up live, I'm afraid you don't get a vote. But there is a lot of people in the IRC channel, so I've posted it in there while I've been playing. And the two tracks that you've got to choose from tonight are one that I've had before, which didn't win, but I'm just too lazy to learn new songs, so I keep recycling them. So I put in Counting Crows again, one of my favourite bands, with a track called Sullivan Street, and then On the other side, we've got the Thin White Duke, David Bowie, with Ziggy Stardust. So I'm not going to, unfortunately, sorry to disappoint everyone watching the webcam stream. I'm not going to be putting like a big red wig on and loads of makeup and stuff, because I haven't got time, really. If I had other people here helping me do the show, who knows, maybe. But I make no promises. So I haven't practiced either of them. I had a quick practice then, and I'm going to let you into a trade secret here as well. This shows you how unprepared I am. I mean, I said how unprepared I am, but I meant to cut my nails today, my fingernails, because they're too long when I'm playing the guitar, and it's been a couple of days, and I've been meaning to do it. I haven't done it yet, so I'm going to try and do that during the next song, whilst also practicing the song and etc. And who knows, who knows what else. So we'll see what happens. I'll let you know what wins in a bit. The address is in the address you need is in the IRC channel there, so anybody listening live can get in and vote on that. Please do, that would be cool. So and that track after the last track that you heard was DJ Rush, as I said, with a track called DJ Rush is French, so I imagine this is probably why this track's labeled as this, but it's a track called Artisan du Vinyl. I can't speak very good French, but that was Artisan du Vinyl. So basically vinyl artist, it featured someone called the Electro Fresh Parade, apparently, who I've never really heard of, but there we go. So all the links to all the tracks, as I said, that one's from Jamendo. All links to all the tracks will be in the show notes at ratholeradio.org. Please go and check them out, because I put a lot of love and effort into them, and hopefully somebody finds them useful. We got up next something completely different. I've said that about five times tonight, but this really is. So I've kind of lulled you into a nice relaxed mood with some kind of chilled out music and some nice jazzy drum and bass and some kind of relaxing music. But I'm afraid I'm going to like shake you right out of that now with, I wanted something different when I was putting the track together, putting the show together today, the set list. I had the final kind of set list, and I thought it needs something a bit more edgy in there at one point to kind of, give it a bit of, earn my eclectic badge. So this is a bit of, I think it's French again, but it's quite a strong French feel tonight. But it's a bit of punk rock for you by a band called Lewis Ling and the Bombs, who I found on Jamendo quite recently, and I'm really enjoying it. I mean, it's a good track. It's a track called Conspiracy, and it's a bit of loud, raucous punk rock, so beware of that. It's listed on Jamendo under genres as punk, new wave, indie, grunge, riot girl, rock. Now, that's not a genre I've ever heard of before. Obviously, I've heard of indie, new wave, punk, grunge, and rock, but I've never heard of Riot Girl. But it made me laugh, because I was looking at all the different ones, and when you're trying to browse by genre, it makes you realise just how ridiculous the whole genre thing is. Some things are obviously like jazz or I don't know, whatever it might be, but there's so much mixture between them that this need to kind of pigeonhole everything seems a bit weird to me. I mean, what does indie really mean these days anyway? Not a hell of a lot. It's kind of like alternative when people say, oh yeah, it's alternative rock. Alternative to what? We've been saying that for fucking 30 years. What's the alternative? What's it the alternative to now? It doesn't make any sense. So, I don't know. I always think people get too hung up on genres, which is one of the things I try and prove on this show. There's really only good music and bad music, and only you can decide what you like and what you don't like. Don't just go by what you think the genre should be. While I was doing that, I should have queued the track up, but this is Lewis Ling and the Bombs. Well, it's probably Louis Ling. It's French, isn't it? So it's probably Louis Ling and the Bombs with a track called Conspiracy, which is an obvious kind of rant about the American government. So here we go. Hope you like this.
My fellow American, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Yeah, 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 yeah. She said to me, this is mine, what she said to me. Said to me, your life is a lie. Yeah, 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 yeah. She said to me, this is my truth. She said to me, I don't need any food. Said to me, your life is a lie. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now call me love, I could go by kill. I tell you, tell you, tell you, it's conspiracy. CIA, how JFK killed. I tell you, tell you, tell you, it's conspiracy. Illuminati.
take it daily. It's conspiracy. Just fucking admit it. It's conspiracy. Just fucking admit it. It's conspiracy. She said to me, this is my girl. She said to me, I don't need any proof. Said to me, your life is a lie. Said to me, your life is a lie. Yeah, 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 yeah. No neo gods, let the two towers down. I tell you, tell you, tell you, it's conspiracy. Malcolm X, he should've known. I tell you, tell you, tell you, it's conspiracy. Drugs in the water, keep us dumb. I tell you, tell you, tell you, it's conspiracy. Fucking admit it, it's conspiracy. Just fucking admit it, it's conspiracy.
You're telling me that you're gonna save some terrorist being just to steal some money out of Congress?
Everything a lie. Everything you hear, everything you see. You know what you did.
I got a plan to get us out of here.
I know you want out for your family. You just going about it the wrong way.
There is no wrong way. There's no wrong way out of here.
Just fucking admit it. It's conspiracy. Just fucking admit it. It's conspiracy. She said to me, this is my girl. She said to me, I don't need any proof. Said to me, your life is a lie. Yeah, 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 yeah. She said to me, this is my girl. She said to me, I don't need any proof. Said to me, your life is a lie. Yeah, 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 yeah.
That one caught me out a bit. It's a while since that happened. Yeah, I'm too busy chatting to everyone in the chat room here. So if you're not on board for the live show, then what are you playing at? You should be here because it's fun, and you get to kind of get involved and influence things. So someone posted. Let me look. I think it was Skyfy. Let me check. I want to make sure I get this right. No, it was Moggers87 posted a link to Wikipedia, which has some information about apparently what Riot Girl music is. So I'm just going to have a quick look at that and see if I can decipher this for you. So Riot Girl, that's girl spelled G, three R's and an L. It says, Riot Girl is an underground feminist punk movement. Wow, okay. Started in the early 1990s. That was associated with the third wave of feminism. I must have missed the first two. I'm joking. It's third wave of feminism. It's sometimes seen as the starting point. Oh, okay, so there we go. Maybe I didn't miss that much. However, Riot Girl's emphasis on universal female identity and separatism... Oh, this is getting a bit heavy, isn't it? Often appears more closely allied... with second wave feminism. Fuck it. I'm not going to read this. This is just incredibly boring. It's going to go on for ages. It doesn't really tell you anything about the music other than it's associated with feminism. So there you go. Apparently, it was origins in the northwest of Washington and Washington, D.C. in the United States. Typical instruments are electric guitar, bass and drums. I think we could have worked that out. And as somebody pointed out in the IRC, the subgenres apparently listed are kind of whore. Which I've never heard of that one. Fusion genres are digital hardcore. It says, yeah, Washington State and Washington, D.C. So, very interesting that. So it doesn't really mention that many bands. It says a few. There's a band called Huggy Bear, apparently, who were involved. One of my favourite characters out of Starsky and Hutch, Huggy Bear. Anyway, so I'm really just kind of rambling now. So I should probably get on with playing some other music. But I really did enjoy that track. Great bit of punk rock there. So that was Louis Ling and the Bombs with a track called Conspiracy, as I said. I hope you enjoyed that. So up next, I played right at the start, taking you back in the mist of time about 30 minutes, 40 minutes ago. I played a track by David Rovix, who's a guy I mentioned. He's a kind of very political, kind of left-wing, not left-wing, but he's very kind of... you know, in the vein of someone like Woody Guthrie or Billy Bragg or something like that. He's a kind of political singer-songwriter and a guy that I actually met in Liverpool about in May. So what's that, about 4 or 5 months ago? At a Billy Bragg gig, funnily enough. But I didn't actually realise his music is released under Creative Commons. All of his music is. One of his albums is even called The Commons. He's very into this idea of The Commons, which if you look through history, political history, is very this knowledge commons thing, which kind of Creative Commons is linked in with. And he's really interesting. He's from New York. He travels around the country now. I saw him playing at... he was supporting Billy Bragg at a Billy Bragg gig that I went to, and with a guy called Attila the Stockbroker, who's also very kind of left-wing, interesting guy. He's like a punk poet. So, David got up and played a few songs, and he really kind of blew everyone away. He's amazing. I had a look, and he started in 96. His first album was released in 1996. He self-releases a lot of his stuff, and he has some interesting views on file sharing and the internet as a whole and how artists should be using the internet. So he seems like a really interesting guy. I met him kind of very briefly after the gig and had just said how much I enjoyed it. But there was like 300 people crammed in this tiny place to see Billy Bragg, and everybody was crammed in there, and there was a lot of noise and all the rest of it. And David got up and he played this song, and everybody just went quiet. It was amazing. It was really moving. It was one of the most moving songs I think I've ever heard live, anyway. Everybody, as he played the song, everybody just kind of shut up and started listening as he went on to the lyrics and stuff. So he's really interesting. I've actually I've been talking to him we've been sending emails backwards and forwards, and he's agreed to come on the show in future, so hopefully I'll get him to come on and have a chat with us I don't know exactly when, hopefully in a few weeks, to tell us a bit about what he does and all the rest of it. So, he's really cool. So, I advise you to check him out. This track that I'm going to play is the one I was just referring to. I could have phrased this a bit better, couldn't I? I could have rehearsed what I was going to say, but that's not my style. It's from an album called Halliburton Boardroom Massacre, which kind of gives you a look into his political outlook, which is interesting. It's released in 2006. There'll be links. I'll put links to his stuff in the show notes at ratholeradio.org, and there's all of his stuff is on Jamendo. There's about 7 albums on there, and I have to thank my Linux Outlaws co-host Fab for pointing out that he found David Rovick's music on Jamendo and then pointed me to it, at which point I really pissed him off by saying, oh, I've met that guy, and I do my usual name dropping. I was like, oh shit, I've met that guy, I've seen him play, and he was really good. I didn't realize he released his stuff on the Creative Commons, so I really should have done. But they actually sell his CDs in the place in a place called Liverpool Social Center, which is where Liverpool Lug is based, if you I'm a geek, in case you don't know. I'm sure you probably worked that out by now, but I'm a geek, and our kind of Linux user group, or Lug as you call it, meet in this place called Liverpool Social Centre, where they sell all of David Rovick's CDs and stuff, which is quite a strange coincidence. So have a listen to this. It's as I said, it's an incredibly moving song. It's actually called New Orleans, the song, which is why I said before there's a few songs about New Orleans. There's just a New Orleans theme tonight. I've got another New Orleans band coming up at the end, so this is almost like a New Orleans special. So this is a song by David Rovick's, and it's called New Orleans, and I hope you enjoy it.
Everybody knew that it could happen. Likelihood was clear, the future was coming, and now it's here. They had to fix the levees, 'cause otherwise they'd break. On one side was the city, above it was the lake. It was in the daily papers, in bold letters was the writ, what would happen when the big one hit. But every year they cut the funding just a little more, so they could give it to the army to fight their oil war. National Geographic and the Times-Picayune, they forecast the apocalypse, said it was coming soon. Preparations must be made, they said, now is the time. It was years ago, they shouted, inaction was a crime. They said the dikes must be improved and the wetlands must be saved, but
But Washington decided instead they should be paved, 'cause malls were more important than people's lives. So put some gold dust in your eyes and hope no storm arrives. New Orleans, New Orleans, New Orleans. Years and years of warning, no evacuation plan. It was just if the waters rose, get out if you can. There were no buses, no one chartered any trains. There was no plan to rescue all of those who would remain. All the people with no money, all the people with no wheels, all of those who couldn't hotwire one that they could steal. Thousands and thousands of people abandoned by the state, abandoned by their country, just left to meet their fate. New Orleans, New Orleans, New Orleans. And the people died. Then they died some more. They drowned inside their attic. An army of the destitute who couldn't get away. And the world will remember those sad and awful days when people shouted from their houses, dying on their roofs. When people came to find them, they were turned back by the troops. They died there with no water, they died there in the heat. They were shot down by the soldiers for trying to find some food to eat. New Orleans. Scattered through the nation, half a million refugees. Here we are, in the richest country on the earth, where the color of your skin determines what your life is worth, where oil is the king, where global warming is ignored, where the very end of life is the place we're heading towards, where it's more than just a metaphor, the flooding of the dike. And if we don't stop this madness, the whole world will be like New Orleans.
Powerful song there called New Orleans by David Robix, as I said, hopefully to be a future guest on the show. So I'll keep you informed on that. But he travels around a lot. He seems to just kind of go from place to place playing. He lives a bit of a nomadic lifestyle. Really interesting guy. Really nice guy too. And I hope to play you some more of his stuff. I encourage you to check out his other albums. If you go to Jamendo or somewhere like that and type in David Rovix, it's R-O-V-I-C-S, Rovix, that's how you spell it, then you can find it there. But of course, you can always find more information at ratholeradio.org, where I'll have all the links in the show notes, so please check those out. I'm going to check the results of the vote now, because I've got the guitar out here in the background. I still haven't cut my fingernails, so this is probably going to be disastrous. So I apologise to everyone. I really should have had some time to practice this song today, but it's been a bit of a crazy month, and it's going to be another crazy month coming up with live events and all the rest of it. So let me check the results and see how we're doing there. I think I can probably guess what's won, but let me just confirm, because I should really confirm before checking. With 67%, it's actually a lot closer than I thought it would be. With 67% of the vote, the winner was the David Bowie song, Ziggy Stardust, which I have to confess, I mean, it's a great song and I love playing it, but I haven't played it for a while. And I know I say this every time, but this could really go incredibly wrong. So I'll see how I get on with that. I've got the lyrics up in front of me on the screen here as well, because I've got no idea. Well, I don't know all the lyrics. I know the main bits, which everyone knows, but you know, I don't know the I don't know all of the lyrics, so you may hear some strange changes and stuff. So if you're a real Bowie fan and you know all the words off by heart, I apologize. So let's give this a go. So here we go. This is full uncut fingernails and all. This is Ziggy Stardust by David Bowie, with one of the best rock riffs ever, I would say. You know, I mean, it's sticking my neck out a bit, but it is a quality riff. So anyway, it goes a bit like this. You know what, I'm going to stop, because that doesn't sound very good, does it? Let me just check. I did tune the guitar about 10 minutes ago, but then I stupidly knocked it by accident, so I apologise. Rather than torture you with the whole thing out of tune. This makes fun listening, doesn't it? Listening to someone tune a guitar. It sounds alright to me. Okay, take two. Let's just all forget that happened and try again.
Sang, screwed up eyes and screwed down hairdo, like from Japan. He could lick 'em by smiling, left 'em to hang. He came on so loaded, man, and it was snow white tan. So where were the spiders while a fly tried to break up?
That was a bit of an interesting version. I apologise to everyone who knows the original that well, but you know, it's my I'm going to claim artistic license on that one. it was a bit different, but it kind of worked. so yeah, that was my kind of interesting interpretation of Ziggy Stardust by David Bowie. Great artist. Obviously, everyone knows Bowie, so I don't need to tell you about that. But yeah, it was quite interesting. So I've got some other tracks for you now. I've got a couple of tracks left before I finish. So thanks to everyone who voted on the vote. A few people asking why I couldn't get a a red wig and a, you know, a big star painted on my face and stuff. But that would have been really interesting. But considering I couldn't even manage to cut my fingernails today and all the rest of it, that was probably a bit asking a bit too much. Yep. So I've got something, a bit of electronic music for you now. Something slightly different, as it seems to become my catchphrase now. This is something that was suggested to me by, I can't even remember who sent me this now, so I really apologise, but it's a suggestion that I've had in my kind of, in my in-tray, if you like, for a very long time. It's by a French artist, by Grace Valhalla, who's a singer from France, and I found she's really interesting. She did this is from an album of hers called Summer Camp, and this is actually the title track, which is called Summer Camp. She's a French artist from Nancy, which is quite a nice town, actually. I've been to Nancy. She produces all of her music just with her computer. That's it, like, just at home. And it's interesting. It's a bit of a mixture of kind of ambient stuff and electronica and kind of interesting beats. What I found I really liked was when I was reading up on her. Apparently she said she started making music just because she wanted to have something that she enjoyed listening to put on her, you know, stereo or whatever. So that's kind of like the best reason to start playing music, I think. And so many artists have done that. It always kind of works well for me. This track itself, in parts, reminds me of something like the Gorillaz, one of their kind of tracks, the way the synths are and stuff. So have a listen to this. This is Summer Camp by Grace Valhalla, and I hope you enjoy it. It's here we go. Yeah. Come in number 12, your time is up. Yeah, that was a bit of an interesting one, wasn't it? I was just debating with some people in the chat room whether that little phrase that they were playing at the end there, that like organy phrase, sounded a bit like circus music. It sounded a bit like circus music to me, in a good way. Like, I mean, you know, it was good. So some really cool beats as well. So I have to mention, because I said I couldn't remember who sent me that. Unfortunately, our good friend Red Brain, aka Philip Heron, from over in Northern Ireland over there, he sent me that, and he just stuck his head up in the IRC, so that's always good. So thank you for reminding me of that, Phil. That was great. Nice track, I enjoyed it. He says he's done most of his work to that album, so that's impressive. Either you listen to that album a hell of a lot, or you don't do a lot of work. Either way, you know, either way is fine with me. I'm just curious. Yeah, so interesting stuff. So this is pretty much the end of the show. This is the last track that I've got for you. It's flown by. I hope you enjoyed the show. It's been eclectic, as you've probably come to expect. It's been quite eclectic, but I've enjoyed it. I'll endeavour to kind of do a bit more practice before the next live track. So thanks to everyone who voted on that. If you want to get involved in the show and you want to send me suggestions, that's great. I can always use suggestions. Lots of people have done that. I'm still going through some of them. I'm still working my way through some of them. But, you know, I can always use more, and I always want to hear like new music, if you like. So that's always worth checking out. So please send your emails, drop us an email to show, S-H-O-W, at ratholeradio.org, where I'll get it, and I'll hopefully I'll be able to find some interesting music. If you play music, if you're in a band, or you know, you got friends who are in a band, or you know, you used to be in a band years ago or whatever, I don't really care, and you've got a demo or something, if you've got some music that you think I should hear and that the rest of the world should hear, then send it to me at show, S-H-O-W, at Rat Hole Radio, and I'll have a listen to it, and if I like it, I'll play it. That's the only kind of, the only kind of barrier to getting it played is whether I like it or not. So if you send me something and I dig it, then it's going to get played. So you can also check out all the stuff on the website at ratholeradio.org. There's the IRC chat room, which I have to confess I'm not really in that much. I don't think anyone is outside of the show times, really. But it's on Freenode. It's irc.freenode.net. And the channel name is hash Rat Hole Radio. If you want to get involved, there's a few people in there now having a chat, which is nice. Please come and get involved in that. I should mention the email competition that I kind of set up ages ago, and I've never actually finished because I've been to America and back, and all this other shit's been happening. I will sort that out next week, not next week, in 2 weeks' time. I've got a list of entries. There's not hundreds, to be fair. There's only a few, but I'll kind of put them all into a random draw somehow and draw the winner. Draw the winner on the next show. So if you're wondering whatever happened to that, it's still kind of going on. If you're interested in that, you know, send me an email. And send me what you think it should be, some phrase that you think I say a lot, or something that you think I should say a lot, as a catchphrase thing. Because one thing you learn after doing a lot of hours of podcasts and audio stuff and, you know, radio type stuff, is that you do tend to kind of repeat yourself to certain phrases that you find you end up saying a lot. And it's quite scary when you have to listen to a lot of yourself talking, and then you realise just what a boring bastard you are. So anyway, I'm going to finish off. Speaking of being a boring bastard, I should probably play you some music to finish off with. This is another one from our good friend Eddie, who's in the chat room at the moment. My friend and yours. It's another band off those New Orleans sampler CDs that he sent me the information for. It's a band called My Name is Jean-Michel. I think that's the name of the band. It's all just like one word. My name is Jean-Michel. It's got a really kind of interesting vocal opening, bit of a rocky thing going on. I really liked it. And it's a track called Misery Runs. I really enjoyed it. I hope you enjoy it. So join me again in a couple of weeks' time, which will be, my calculations are right, the 20th. That can't be right. That's 20th isn't a Sunday. I'll work that out. No, 18th. Should be the 18th. Sunday the 18th. Whatever the nearest Sunday is around there, I should have a calendar handy. In fact, you know what? I'll just click on this and find the calendar. Yeah, Sunday the 18th at 9 o'clock UK time. So you'll have to work that out for yourself. That's GMT plus one. Come and join us on the live stream at ratholeradio.org/live. we'd love to see you. So here is My Name is Jean-Michel with Misery Runs. Hope you enjoy it.
You know I can't sleep. Misery running and I feel weak. Misery running and I won't eat. Misery running and I feel weak. You know I feel weak. Maybe tomorrow a change will come and she will buy you a new telephone. Misery running just needs someone to be here. No, you can't paint a picture on the telephone. No, you can't paint a picture when you're all alone. No, you can't paint a picture. Can't paint a picture singing. Maybe tomorrow a change will come and she will find you in her telephone. Misery running, you just need someone to be here. Ba ba da da ba ba ba, ba ba da da ba ba ba, ba ba da da ba ba ba. Ba ba da ba ba ba.